We really are in the situation where we're having people who are being forced from their homes, like refugees in other parts of the world, and they're having to come to the U.S. seeking protection. And it's so tragic that it's children who are traveling alone right now seeking protection. I was in the Lackland Air Force Base the first time they used it for this population in the summer of 2012. When I was there, they were just winding down that facility. They were able to transfer kids to other facilities, but it looked really much like a if there was a hurricane and there was a Red Cross refugee or a Red Cross holding area, that's what it looked like. There were kids who were sleeping on cots, kind of those emergency cots. They had those portable hand washing stations. And it was just a makeshift situation. So they converted one of the buildings on the Air Force Base to the holding area for the kids. So they had rooms for sleeping, a little recreation area, little classroom type spaces, and a cafeteria down on the first floor. And then they put fencing around it, where nobody could see in for the protection of the children.
Jennifer, who are we talking about here? I mean, what are they coming here for? What are they leaving?
We did a research study where we spoke with children to ask them why they were coming, particularly when the surge started, to find out what's going on. Why are so many children traveling alone and really risking their lives, going through such dangerous conditions in Mexico to try to get here? And what they all said to us is that, they were fleeing a dangerous situation in their home country to try to find protection in the U.S. So these are children who are escaping gang violence, or they're children who were escaping family violence, or children who were looking for a place where they could get an education here in the United States. I think the interesting thing is that the age of these children is they're getting younger and younger. It's not just 17-year-old boys who are coming here looking for a job. It's a lot more girls, and it's a lot more younger children who are coming here really just seeking protection. It's grandparents who are saying, I've been taking care of my grandchild, and I can no longer protect them from the gangs that are threatening our communities, our schools, our stores, and there's nothing I can do but send them to a place where I hope that they're going to be safer. And the really remarkable thing and thing that stuck with me most of my research is talking to children who said, I know how dangerous it is to try to come to the United States. I know that riding on top of a train through Mexico to get here, I risk death, but that's a risk of death. If I stay here in my home country, I'm going to die. If I try to make this journey and get to the United States, I might die, but I have to try.
Are these children considered undocumented immigrants? Are they considered refugees and all the political status that's conferred with that, or how?
So they're treated as undocumented immigrants, just as an adult who's in the United States. They're given notices to appear in immigration court, and they're put into deportation or removal proceedings. And so these children, just like adults do, have to go to court and defend their own cases and explain to a judge why they feel like they would be eligible under federal U.S. law to stay here. Now, children, just like adults, are not given attorneys. They have the right to bring an attorney at their own expense, but they're not given free attorneys.
So are these, I mean, kids ever reunited with their parents? How do you know? I mean, once deportation process starts to move forward, where do the kids go then?
So the Office of Refugee Resettlement works very hard to find either a parent or an adult caregiver, that could be a family member or a family friend, who's willing to care for that child while they're going through the immigration court process until the judge determines whether or not that child could stay here legally or if they have to be deported. I think my biggest concern overall is that we ensure that even though we have a large numbers and we're in emergency response mode, that we don't shortchange or do any shortcuts that are going to harm these children. The protection of these children is number one. We don't want any rollbacks of the few protections that these children get. We want to make sure that they have access to legal protection if they need that, that they are in a safe place, that we're really ensuring their care and custody, because there are charges now. Whether or not they had permission to come here, it doesn't really matter. Now that they're here, we really need to make sure that even in a time of limited resources, that we're ensuring that they have these protections that are granted to them under international law and just really basic human decency.